Yo, we back at it. Like crack addicts out of rehab. What up? It's your boy. You already know. It's your Uncle Jeff. Your cousin Levon. Your stepdaddy Donnie is at parent-teacher conference. Alright? We're fucking up. So you had to go in.
School's almost out.
School is almost out. That's crazy, man. School should be out. It's what, June?
I don't know. Some schools probably might be letting out. My nephew gets out this week.
Okay, there we go. For everybody that's getting out this week, celebrate. For everybody that's already out, I hope you super celebrate.
If you pass. If you didn't pass, you're asking to be in some of the school.
If you didn't pass, you're the reason why Donnie had to teach you. Yo. So, hope everybody's had a good week. It's been about a week, right? Since last... Hope everybody had a pretty good week. Been some interesting shit happening. Been some great shit in music happening. Your boy DMX dropped.
Yeah.
Your boy...
Lloyd Banks.
Banks dropped. Cole already dropped. Nah, he dropped. Yeah. He dropped a couple weeks ago. That shit fire.
Yeah.
That shit flames. We talked about that. If y'all didn't see that, we talked about that on Rap Sheets, the Facebook Live show. So go check that episode out for real. Now there's been some pretty cool shit happening. There's some crazy shit happening too. You know, for all y'all out there with the Bitcoin, RIP. So, it ain't RIP. It's a possum right now. It's sleeping. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Hold on to it.
Yeah, you might as well hold on. If you bought in at 50, 60, you might as well just hold on. You a dumb fuck, but you might as well hold on, boy. AMC jumped too like crazy.
Bruh, I wish.
That shouldn't happen.
I gotta get on the options for that. Because I wish. Because it went within 12 hours, it doubled and then dropped back down.
So my brother he saw it go up to 20, 23. And it dropped down to like 18. So then he did a call option.
Ooh.
Yeah, so then it should jump. He made, I forget what it went up to, he made like 2,500. So he got out of it. And this is like the very next day. The very next day, boom, 25, and he got out of it. So he's like, I'm going to do another one because it dropped a little bit. And he caught the wave up to like 29, something like that. He made a G. So then he was like, all right. He did a 300 one. And it dropped on him.
Bro.
So he lost a G on that. No, he lost 300 on that. He lost about three. No, he lost about... About 150, because he got out. Okay. Man, I told him, I said, bro, what the fuck? That shit shot up to like $73. I was like, what the fuck? He was like, I know. I should have stayed in. He was like, I should have put it. If he would have put that option out, if he caught it at 19, and he put that option out for like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks, he probably would have made about 5-6 grand, something like that. Like, I'm not good with that, so don't call me. But he would have, if he made 25 grand just from me going from like 19 to like 23 or 26, I think it was. If that shit would have shot up to like that 73, he probably actually, I'm thinking he would have made a lot more than that. Actually, now that I think about it, he probably would have made close to 10 grand.
Somebody check his math.
Somebody check my math. I forget how to do the math on the shit. That's what's so weird. The math on the options is so weird because you have to look at the Greeks. You got your beta, you got your theta, your gamma. Shit, I forget. There's four or five of them. They call the Greeks. And when you look at those, you have one is for like time, like how much you accrue over time. And then another one is how much you lose over time. And that's why he said he got out of it. First one, because he was seeing how much he would have lost for having it overnight. Mm-hmm. So he got into that day and got out of it that day too, right before the market closed. But when you get into options, it's crazy. It's really crazy because, like, it's easy to get into, but it's easy to lose your money when you get into it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a financial advisor. I'm playing around with it. So
if there are any
financial advisors and y'all want to come on,
find out. Yes. Your financial advisor or you a stock guru, like legit, like if I can look it up and see that you're legit, email us dbltake21@gmail.com. And we need to get you on the episode to educate these people. And let's spread the wealth.
Because that's the thing, man. Like, you know, our episode today, we're just talking about, like, how you can make things happen for yourself. Whether you black, white, Chinese, whatever. We know that there's some racial shit happening in America. But it's getting to the point to where the white man doesn't have to hold you down. Because we do enough to hold ourselves back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't educate ourselves enough. Anytime people ask me shit, I'm like, yo, you got a phone, look it up. Like, I'll even tell you what to look up or look to shit. Like, my mom today, my mom was like, yo, where can I get some food at around here? And I was like, look it up. She's like, well, what's close by? I said, well, IHOP's close by. She's like, well, I said, look up IHOP on such and such street. Yeah. That's all you gotta do. She's like, well, okay, but, you know, it's like, learn. Like, you don't have to be stupid now. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be miseducated. Because you can look something up, and then look up what that person, like, whoever wrote the shit, you can look up that person.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim Venanzio wrote this. Let me look up who she is. Here, she's a credible source. Like, same thing with the stocks. Like, when I started, I was like, yo, I'm gonna hit YouTube. So I watched all these beginning shit for options. Options for beginners from this person. Options for beginners from this person. Options for beginners from this person. And then what that taught me is, like, if you listen to like three or four people and they all say the same thing about certain parts of it, then you know that to be true. Yeah. If they have mixed feelings on it, then you do some more research and you go, okay, what, you know, who's having more feelings like this? And like nowadays, man, like I've told people, you know, when they're talking about business and they talk about money, like money is money this or how to get the money. I'm like, money's not an option. Money should never be the option. Because if money's the option, then you're already doing business wrong, right? Because you can get money in so many ways.
Yeah.
Credit cards. You know, even when people are like, oh, credit cards. But there's, look on YouTube. There's people making a living off credit cards. A living, bruh. You know how crazy that shit is? There's a guy, I got his name written down somewhere, an Asian guy. He lives off credit cards. I don't even think he has a job. For real.
That is crazy.
It is, but it's like, he's got like 16 credit cards. And if you think about how credit works, if you keep a credit card and you keep paying off each card with the other card, you'll always have some kind of money, right? You'll always, but you have to, like, it's very tedious. He keeps a spreadsheet. It's a very tedious thing. But he's got all these cards that have rewards and points and cash back and this and that. And from his cash backs and his points, I really don't think this motherfucker has a job. I'm dead ass serious. If he does, it's probably a fucking regular $40 an hour job that he goes to every week just so he can make sure he has discretionary cash.
And insurance.
And insurance to just put on. But he's like, I travel for free. He's like, I travel for free. I stay in hotels for free. I fly for free. My cars give me frequent flyer miles. They give me points to where I stay at hotels. And I get cash back. So the cash back I put towards these other fucking credit cards and or these other purchases. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. There's another cat I was listening to. He was talking about how his homeboy has a business credit card. He liquidates it. If you don't know what liquidating a credit card means, basically just means take the cash off of them. So
go look it up, Google it. Do your research,
please. On all this shit, do your research.
Do your research.
He's like, yeah, man. He's like, my homeboy will liquidate his credit card, his business card, and then he'll put it into Forex. He does Forex trading. So he'll go for like 4 hours, you know, a day, do some Forex trading. With that money, and then when it comes time, he takes out what his initial investment so he can pay off his credit card. Pays the credit card off, and then does the same thing again. Every month he does that. He makes his bread, flips his shit, takes the initial investment, puts it back on the credit card when it comes time for it to be due. And then, boom, his credit goes up and he's not even playing the game with his own money.
There's some people out here playing on the next level.
Yeah.
They're playing on the next. So, okay. So you said money is not the option. If it's not money, then what is the option?
Money's not the reason why I say money's not the option. Let me clarify what that means. If you're doing business nowadays, and you're like, man, I gotta pay to do yada yada yada. We live in a world now to where consumption is key, right? And what I mean by that is like we're consuming things at such an alarming rate. There's always a different option, right? That's why some of these clothing companies. These like off-brand clothing companies can make a Balenciaga sneaker, but it not be Balenciaga, and a bitch would sell for way cheaper, and they sell out. You know what I'm saying? You see bitches with the Louis Vuitton shoes, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, when that happens, it's we're in a world to where if you need equipment. You can find it cheaper than what you're thinking, and the shit still works as good. If you're needing to rent a venue, then okay, we might be talking about a different story, but even then, it's all negotiation. You know, there's people that can go rent a venue for zero cash. But they're like, yo, I can put cash in your pocket at the end of the night because this is how big the event's going to be, right? And the reason why is because cash is not. Cash isn't king anymore. It's content. It's being able to have a product.
Yeah.
And that product is so good that you can walk in on face value and be like, oh, yeah, I want to do this and this and this. And you're going to have the bread because I'm able to produce what I'm telling you, right? And then at that, it's like, who needs, like nowadays, who needs industry to do shit, right? You look at YouTube. There's people making bread off YouTube without ever touching the industry hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The only money they spent was the money they saved up to get their equipment. Like, look at us, right? Like, we're slowly, slowly up and coming. But we're already 15 steps ahead of the person that wants to start because they're thinking about money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, yo, we can get this popping even without money.
Yeah.
Audacity is free. Let's hook up one microphone. Let's plug it into the computer and Audacity's free. Then when we get some bread, we'll get a mixer, some better microphones, some cords, some headphones.
Yeah.
Right? Money's not an option. Money was never our first option.
That's, you know what? That's a true statement. Because I listened to Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher. If you guys don't know who that is, go check him out. Very, very insightful stuff. A lot of good stuff from him. One of the things that he was saying was like how he got started. A lot of people were telling him like, you're not charging for it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, give the content away for free.
Mm-hmm.
The money will come.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did. He was giving away daily content.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And now this dude is a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
So I was like, I take the same approach, you know, same thing with your idea with doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was like, yep, makes all the sense in the world. The money will come. Let's just start creating and start putting out content for folks.
Yeah, the money will come. The money will always come.
Yeah.
It may not come as fast as you want it. That's the thing. Like, you gotta, money is something that's so tangible that you can, if you want to make $1 million a year, you can do that. Some people have to work 10, 11, 12 different things to get it.
Yeah.
But they can do it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to make $1 million a year doing one thing, you got to work at it. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it going. Just like with stocks. Like, with stocks, you got to be patient. The hardest thing, I tell everybody, the hardest thing for me, the reason why I'm not a millionaire right now, and you can testify to the shit that I've had, the reason I'm not a millionaire right now is because I'm not patient. My worst enemy is my patience. Yeah. I have to learn to sit on my hands. So anytime anybody asks me, what's the hardest thing about stocks? I'm like, sitting on your hands.
My brother learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing. My brother learned the hard way.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing. Because you have to keep the mentality that I've already spent this money. The thing is, like, what a lot of people don't realize about money with different aspects of it is people try to equate money the same way they do with anything. Like, when you buy stock, people try to equate that with like, buying clothes. Like, when you buy clothes, you just bought those clothes, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you want a refund of those clothes, then you can't wear them. You try it on, but then you got to take it back. And then you have to make sure you buy from a place where they don't give you just no credit. They give you the extra money back, right?
Yeah.
The stocks isn't like that. You know, people are like, I don't want to lose my money. Well, the thing is, when you buy stock, you're literally transforming your money into a piece of a company. The only way you lose that money, and like I said, I'm not a financial advisor, please look all this shit up. But when you switch your money over to stocks and shit, what happens is that you get a piece of a company. So now you have to stop looking at it as money value. You have to look at it as a company value. So if that company goes under or is doing bad, not going under, but that company's doing bad, you don't lose your money. You're just at a negative value right now. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't lose your money unless that company literally goes out of business. And there's other ways you can lose your money, too, from, you know, a company not performing well. But the real hardcore way, if that company literally closes their doors and they're like, we're done. Okay, now you lost your money. But if the company's doing bad, then you're just at a negative. You still own a piece of that company. It's just the value of it is in a negative right now, so you can't sell it for shit. You know what I'm saying? So when, like if you put $100 into something and then it's like, yeah, you got a negative $10, that means the value of that company has you at a negative $10. It doesn't mean that you don't have any money now and the game's over. If that was the case, it would be a way dangerous game and there'd be a lot less people playing that shit.
Yeah, that's true. You know?
So like we have to realize like when you, money itself is not the value. It's the value of what you're exchanging that for. Because if you exchange it for a pair of clothes, you know, how many times are you going to wear these clothes? You know what I'm saying? If you wear a shirt one time and then you don't wear it again ever and then you give it away, well, then you just waste your money. But if you've been wore this shirt like for 15 years, you wore that shit at least once a week, you well more than what you pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I am with shoes. People are like, you got so many shoes. I'm like, yeah, but people will look at my shoes and be like, damn, when'd you buy those? Yeah, they're shoes I've literally had for over 10 years. It's like, when'd you buy those? And I'm like, oh, man, I don't even remember. Damn, they still look clean. Yeah. So I've gotten more of my money out of this shit because I'm still wearing them. You know, 10, 15 years down the line. But the same thing can happen with business. In business, you know, they tell you your first year, your first, 2 years, you won't make any money. You know, things like that.
How about that?
I do. I've seen it happen.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That doesn't mean that you don't make money. It just means that you don't.
You're not profiting.
You're not profiting. Yeah. And not profiting means that you put $100,000 into a business, well, you still may make like $90,000, but you're out of $10,000 for that year. You know what I'm saying? So you're just not profitable. You know, that's the thing. People get scared when they hear that because they think like, oh my God, I'm not going to have any money. I'm going to be fucking broke as fuck. You're going to be broke. You won't have too much money, but you're not. If you in a business make like $90,000, but you put $100,000 into it, that's a damn good business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's damn good for your first year. That's crazy. But, like, people are scared of making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Well, in my opinion, if you're only making that much money, then you probably either one, got into the wrong business, or two, you wasn't pushing it enough. Because nowadays, it's about,
yeah,
it's about pushing your shit out there. YouTube is your time.
Marketing is, yeah, marketing has become everything.
Marketing has become 90% of businesses, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But marketing has become 90% of businesses because the first thing they want to do is they want to go, all right, cool, let's get social media out there. You know, oh, let's let people know. You know, let's get this up, let's get this going. You know, and it's so crazy because I'm noticing the type of things that are becoming archaic, like websites. I had this chick hit me up. Yeah, I still ain't heard back, but this chick hit me up and would go, hey, you know anybody that's got a website? Or that knows how to build websites? And I'm like, I didn't answer because I was like, for what you want to do, like this person wants to be an influencer. Then what the fuck you need a website?
Yeah, you don't need a website.
You know, same thing like
YouTube channel.
Yeah, when Donnie was like, yo, we got to get this website going. Or, you know, I got the domain name. I said, why? 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 What do we need a website for? We don't even have a social media pop. What do we need a website for? You know what I'm saying? Like, the only time you really get a website is when you want to push merch yourself. And even then, why? You know how many people selling merch on Instagram? Tons. Tons. You know what I'm saying? You know how many people selling merch on Facebook? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do that now. You can have, if people want a website now, cool. They want a website because they feel that's the way to go. I gotta get a website. I got a business, I need a website.
Yeah.
Websites are becoming archaic. They're becoming really, really archaic. When's the last time you actually went to a website to purchase something? Like, for instance, I was trying to go to a J. Cole website or a Dreamville website to purchase some of their music. I couldn't find one. I found a website to stream it. And then with YouTube Music, if I purchase YouTube Music, then I can download the albums and everything until I stop. And then when I stop, having YouTube Music, then they take it back. But now, you know what I'm saying? Like, buying albums, even digitally, is becoming archaic. Now you just stream it, and they get part of the stream. So it's like all these different things are becoming archaic, but they're becoming easier for us to make money. If you want to sell your music on Spotify, you just make you a Spotify business account. Even, what's the one that was free? The Chance the Rapper was a part of? SoundCloud.
Oh yeah.
And SoundCloud, now they have a premium version. You know what I'm saying? Like, money should never be something nowadays, in my opinion. Nowadays, in my opinion, money should not be something that is sought to have to do a business or come up with a business. It's kind of like, there's angel investors.
So your product over the dollar.
I'm product over the dollar because the product can bring the dollar.
I'm with you.
If you have a value product, it will bring the dollars in.
I'm with you.
Huh?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this hasn't become profitable yet, but you've become very profitable in stocks. You know, we were just talking about that. So where you're not even using your own initial investment. And what I mean by his initial investment is, he's already past the point to where he's put in his money. So for instance, just for sake of argument, if he put in $300, he's already well past that to where if he wanted to, he could pull that initial investment out and have tons of money to play with. Now you're playing with the game's money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about it is that's still your bread. If you wanted to pull that money out, you could.
It's a beautiful thing. I love it so much. Yeah. If y'all are not in stocks, I would tell y'all right now, y'all need to go ahead and get in stocks.
Every black person can get in the stocks now. Every single black person. Your daughter can get in the stocks now. You know what I'm saying? Your son, your nephew, everybody can get in the stocks now thank you to the millennials. Because the millennials, we don't dig up the millennials as well as we should. The millennials are the reason we can do a lot of things. The millennials are the ones who up with the apps and shit to be like, yo, I want to invest for just a dollar through fractional shares. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's helped niggas like me, like you, and like a lot of people get into the game.
That's all the way I'm getting Bitcoin at this point.
Yeah, for real. Hey, for real.
Or Ethereum. I'm sorry.
That's Ethereum? Okay.
That's the one.
I mean, I got my reserve. I think, to be totally honest, I honestly believe. I'm not even going to say believe. I'm gonna make this declaration. I declare. I know that Bitcoin is going to be the one coin. But it's not going to be the only coin. It is. No other coin is gaining traction like Bitcoin. No other coin. You name me a coin right now that's worth even 10 grand.
Because the
Ethereum
is the stable coin. No, it's not.
Bitcoin, if you look it up, Bitcoin is more stable than Ethereum.
Bitcoin is around longer.
But it's more stable. You said a false statement. You said Ethereum is more stable. Ethereum is not more stable. Bitcoin is more stable.
Right now, it's more stable.
No, it's not. What do you mean as far as stable?
So it's not as volatile as the other ones.
Not true.
Like, say the Bitcoin and the Doge, how they have those in the daily, they're just massively swinging back and forth all day.
Mm-hmm.
The Ethereum, I've had it for probably about 2 weeks now. It's been pretty stable. Not a lot of swings. The Doge, I've gone up 300, down 4, up to, it's all over the place with the Doge.
Yeah.
The Bitcoin, it's been going down.
Yeah. But the other coins, they follow Bitcoin.
They follow
the trends of Bitcoin.
And so,
therefore, they're not more stable than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is actually the most stable. That's why Bitcoin hits.
Well, you can say Ethereum is the more stable. The correct thing would be Bitcoin has a larger influence than the others.
Yes, that too. But as far as stability, because look at it, like, Bitcoin is still steadily in the 30,000s right now.
Correct.
So, will it go up? Will it go down? We don't know. But it's staying, it's holding, right? Last time we saw this, it held around like, what, 8? Dropped down, and then it skyrocketed. You know, so...
Please skyrocket.
But I will say this. Bitcoin, there will be Bitcoin in the end, and there will be Ethereum. And the reason why is because I was listening to someone talk on Flavor 2 about this, I forget his name. But he was basically saying how Bitcoin, if you look at it in layman's terms, right, Bitcoin is like the new internet, right? No, I'm sorry, not the new internet. It's trying to be the new currency, right? The new it. Whereas Ethereum is like trying to rebuild the internet and make its own internet. But the problem with it is that, like, you have to put stuff on the internet, right? So that's where you come with the NFT stuff. Bitcoin doesn't have NFT. The blockchain that Ethereum uses is NFT. I mean, the blockchain that Ethereum uses is the chain that has the NFT stuff on it, right? So basically, you're going to have two coins doing two totally different. One's trying to become currency. The other one is trying to be the new, like, shining moment. Because with NFTs, basically you're buying IP, right? You know, intellectual property, you're buying somebody's IP. You know, you want to have the original IP. So you go on there and you follow the blockchain of who had what, when, and where. Bitcoin's just like spinning. Spending. I'm worth this much now. Spending. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest difference. That's why I said Bitcoin is going to stay the one. It's because Bitcoin is all about spending, spending, spending. The other coins are trying to be copycats or spending. Right? Like, the way I described it to somebody, I was like, is the coins now are like world currency. You have euro, you have the ruble, you have USD, you have the Canadian dollar, I forget what it's called, you have pesos, you have all these other different currencies. They all worth something, but one's worth more than the other. And so when you do these you go to these different currencies, I mean, different countries, and you exchange whatever for this, you get more of that currency or you get less of it, right? That's how I describe what's going on right now. Bitcoin is top dollar, which I believe, like, right now, the euro is worth more, probably. You know, maybe at this point in time, I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But, like, so, like, Bitcoin is, like, the top currency right now. And then all the other currencies you can exchange for this currency. You feel me? Or you can exchange Bitcoin into these other currencies to play around on their shit and then exchange it back. It just, it takes more. That's like in, what is it, Zimbabwe or somewhere over in Africa, they got like the $1,000 bill. And this motherfucker's just running around with thousands of dollars in their pocket in that particular currency. And the reason why is because they just like kept making so much money. And then they, oh fuck, I forget exactly how it was, but I don't want to say it now because I don't want to fuck anybody up and say some wrong shit. But basically, yeah, like when the currency starts becoming lesser and lesser in value, you have to make the bigger bills because you have to carry around more. So, like, if a dollar is worth, how many pesos? Like,
I think it's, well, the last time I was out there, it's like 18.
18 pesos, yeah. So, could you imagine walking around with, you know, a grand of pesos in your pocket? You know, a thousand U.S. dollars converted into pesos? Exactly, right? So then they have to make the higher bills to represent the value of what you're exchanging to. And that's what happens. If I'm not mistaken, there's a really dope-ass photo. It's a poster. And I printed it out, and I had it because at one point, the U.S. had a $5,000 bill. Think about that. You know what I'm saying? We had a $1,000 bill, we had a $5,000 bill. That's some crazy shit.
That is very crazy.
Yeah, I think only, I want to say, like, maybe 20 were created, at, you know, and put in circulation, something like that. So it was a very finite number of them put into circulation, you know, but it happens, you know, you, when you're like, oh man, I gotta, we need something to represent this amount of money, otherwise we're going to have people walk around with crazy amounts of money, you know, like bags and suitcases and shit like that just to make certain purchases, but to go back to what we're talking about, like, if you're running a business right now, you need material, you need certain things like look, compare shit. Don't just be like, man, I don't have the money for this shit. I can't do it. That's stupid. That's fucking stupid. Amazon is a wonderful place. Them motherfuckers, Amazon's gonna take over the fucking world. Alright. Did you hear what those motherfuckers did?
What they do now.
So did you know Bezos and fucking Elon were in a contest for a $1 billion, $10 billion contract with the government for space exploration?
I know it was in a contract with the government, but I know they was going at it.
Yeah, it's for a $10 billion contract with the government to fund space exploration, right? Well, Bezos had dumped some odd millions into some company that he acquired that was working on a project for space exploration. Well, they lost. And fucking Tesla, of course, SpaceX got fucking in contract.
Yeah.
Well, Bezos is like, hey, I spent a lot of money on this company, you know. I spent a fuck ton of money trying to do this, doing this. Why can't we just open up another contract for me? And the government was like, you know what, you're right. We're going to open up another contract for you.
See, that's not even fair because no. It's like, this dude is going to be the first trillionaire in the world, and he's still getting, they cut him a deal. They cut him a deal to get more money.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
They cut him a deal to get more money.
Like I said, money's not the option, people. This started in a nigga's garage. It didn't even start in a garage. It started in his, like, in his office, in his house, and then he moved to his garage, And now this nigga is talking about going to the fucking moon and getting a $10 billion contract from the goddamn government.
Be the first one on Mars.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you, money's not the option. Now, granted, people out there can say shit like, oh, well, he had money. He was a wealthy person, though. Well, not wealthy, but he had money, this, that. His family was well off. Cool. Understandable. But he started by selling books. How much money do you think is in selling books? Used books that he was just like, fuck it. Hit me up. Yeah, I got this book. I'll send it to you. It costs this much. So it's not like he used millions of fucking dollars to do what he was doing. Any one of us could start. Remember the red paperclip shit?
Red paperclip.
Oh, nigga, look it up. It was Amazon before Amazon. So back in the day, there was this website. I don't know if it's still a website now. But this guy had a red paperclip. And he put it online. He's like, hey, this was back in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, or like 2001, 2002 type shit. And he was like, yo, I got this red paperclip. I'll trade somebody something for it. I forget what it was, like a car or some shit. Somebody was like, hey, I got that. Yeah, let's trade. So they traded him the red paperclip for that, or whatever it was. So then he took that thing, and he's like, hey, I got this thing. Anybody want to trade for it? I'm looking for a, he looked for something else. But basically, he kept trading shit. Right? And then eventually, he traded for a car. And then eventually, he traded for a house. So then he's like, yo, people like trading shit. So he made a trading post. Excuse me. He made a trading post online. And people can go to redpaperclip.com and just be post shit for trading. Hey, I've got this particular da 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 da. Anybody want to trade da 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 for it? Motherfucker became a millionaire.
It's true. I mean, it all starts somewhere.
Yeah.
It all starts somewhere. Like, I will update y'all as the journey goes, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna find a way. My brother is a football nut. We're football family. But he is deep into it. That's his passion. That's ultimately he wants to probably get into coaching at some point. But right now he's working like a desk job at a call center somewhere. And so I'm like, hey, you need to start your path to being like a coordinator for an NFL team is gonna start in your apartment with you doing something simple. I said, right now, I was like, you just need to start putting out content to people. And I was like, start a YouTube channel talking about football, talking about what you love. That's it. Just literally create a channel, talk about what you love, and then go from there. It'll build itself from that point as long as you stay passionate and stay true to you. And it's the same thing. That's what Bezos did. He had, all right, I'm going to sell this book. All right, cool. People are like selling these books. Became passionate about selling these books. And then he's like, well, I can maybe sell other stuff. Mm-hmm. And now he sells just about fucking anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
You might can buy a wife. I haven't checked it. I wonder if they got the mail orders on Amazon.
You can buy cars.
Yeah, you can buy anything.
I know he's got a whole, he does cars, but you probably can buy a wife on there. If you can't now, you will soon.
At some point, yeah.
Yo, which, apparently that's becoming a bigger thing now.
Like guys buy
somebody mine. Mentioned it to me, and I won't say who it was, but somebody close to me mentioned that shit.
Call him out.
I ain't gonna call him out. But then I've literally like heard about it from somebody else, and then I actually met somebody recently who was like, yeah, I went over and got this one. Shit you not, bro. I was like, yo, the universe is talking to me strange right now. It's talking to me strange right now, man.
You better not.
I'm not. You better not. I'm not. But I ain't gonna lie, I looked at these bras and I was like, hey, bro, I understand why you did it. I understand.
Can you return the sender?
I don't know. I don't think there's any refunds on that one. I guess it's kind of like having a baby. You can't shove them back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, baby is like, okay, I didn't spend any money to really get it.
True.
The wife, I put bread into this woman.
Yeah.
And if she come back and she end up not being with you, was on the brochure.
Yeah.
And you stuck with that?
But, bruh, it's a thing, man. It's really a thing. Like,
You would really get a mail order bride? You really?
I wouldn't get a mail order bride. Me personally, if I was to go that route, then I would have to, like, find somebody online, make that connection, make a few trips back and forth, visiting, have them come visit. Like, we would have to build something. I couldn't just be like, you know, oh, $14.99? Cool. Put it in the cart.
Put it in the cart. Pay this.
Right. Put it in the cart.
She cooks, please.
Like, yo, let's run that. Like, oh, okay, she likes to cook, clean, and gargle the balls.
Wop sold like separately.
Right. You gotta pay extra. Damn. I'm gonna pay the extra. I want that. I want that. Yo, I want the wop and the wham. You know what?
How is that on the other end? Did the postman just show up and be like, all right, bitch, you gotta come with me?
Nah, then they just like jump off the plane and show up at the crib. Like,
is that the legal form of slavery over there? Of the human trafficking?
It would be like indentured servitude.
It's human trafficking.
No. Human trafficking is
when you take someone,
but
someone pays for them,
yeah,
and you send them somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's when you take somebody that is not willing to go.
How do we know these women are willing?
Because it's America. That's how you know. They like, I don't want to go. You're going to New York. Put me on the first thing smoking. Like,
if that's the case, then ladies, I would sincerely urge you to think twice. It's not what they say it is.
It's not real.
As advertised. It's great. Don't get me wrong.
But there's chicks that they do that shit. They'll scam a motherfucker. They'll do that shit, come over here, rub on them, love on them.
And then divorce them.
And then divorce them. They done got their green card. They're like, cool, I'm out, nigga. I'm about to go find me somebody better.
I'm signing a prenup.
Oh, definitely. If you're not signing a prenup out here, you are. You not, in my opinion.
Oh, shit.
In my opinion.
Here we go.
If you're not signing a prenup, period. If you have something to bring to, please don't be a dumbass nigga with a dollar, a car, and a dream talking about you gonna get a prenup. What the fuck they gonna take from you, bro? But if you out here, male or female, and you have built yourself a comfortable life, prenup.
Yeah.
Why should you get half of my comfortable life I built for myself? You wasn't here. You wasn't shooting in the gym with me.
I said the thing. Football player, Jay Cutler, his ex-wife, they decided he had her sign a prenup.
Yeah.
She asked for a divorce, gets a divorce. But in the divorce, she was like, I want to divorce him because he's lazy. But I've become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. I need to pay $5 million.
Woo!
And so he was like, she signed a prenup. She don't get that.
Hell no.
But he's like, you know what? Let's do it. I'll get rid of $5 million. If that's the case, if we're splitting stuff and breaking each other off, I want half of her company.
Ooh.
Her company was worth millions.
Ooh.
You don't need the money.
Right.
He's being petty at this point.
Right.
Like, bet, let's do it. Fine. I'll cancel the prenup.
Fine.
Well, okay, cool. I'll give you your $5 million, but I'm going to need the multi-millions that company is worth now.
Yeah, you greedy bitch.
I was like, it backfired on her. She probably in court like, you know what, Your Honor,
greedy bitch.
Let's just go home.
That's why I applaud Bezos for giving his girl fucking, what, $5 billion he gave her? $4 billion?
It doesn't matter. Whatever number he gave her doesn't mean shit to him.
Exactly.
He's like, give me a year, I'll have all that back.
Yeah, because if he would have fought it, she would have got way more. She would have got way more. She probably would have half of Amazon. But he was smart. He's like, fuck it, give it to her.
Because that's it. It's a set number, and she's out of here.
Do it. Peace out. Gladly give her that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I've been meaning to look up this old-ass story, but it's a couple years old, probably about 4 years old. There was this chick married to this oil tycoon. I think me and you was discussing it, or it may have been me and another cat, an old friend of ours, old acquaintance. And was like, yo, she was married to this oil tycoon. And he was like, yo, I'm going to give you $90 million. She was like, $90 million? $90 million? You're going to give me $90 million, you filthy son of a bitch? She's like, no. I want. I think she wanted like $2 billion. And it was like, what? Even women was like, wait a minute. What do you do? This bitch don't do shit. $90 million? Take the $90 million and run.
Yeah.
But because he's an oil tycoon and he had billions, she's like, nah. I want $1 billion. Or she wanted over $1 billion. And it was like, you don't do shit. Like, come on. All right, listen. Women. This is real talk. No. This is real talk. This is so real talk. If you're a stay-at-home wife, and you're taking care of the kids, and you're taking care of the house, I understand why you're like, yo, I'm doing everything with the family so he can do everything with work. I understand you wanting money. I understand that you wanting your piece of the pie. But let's be totally honest. When you're out here and you're trying to get $10,000 a month for child support, when you're out here trying to get hundreds of millions of dollars just because this motherfucker's got money, let's be real. Like, if a motherfucker gives you way above like anything that you're even like, if you're staying at home, you're not making any money, right? Let's be real. If you're staying at home, you're not making any money. You're an overhead. Let's be I understand you wanting money, but don't get greedy about the shit, because here's the thing. You're trying to act like, oh, I need this money to survive. And that's the bad part. When you're trying to act like you need $1 billion to survive, you don't.
Mar showed me this show she watches. It's about divorce court or child support court.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady took this dude to child support. This child support court trying to up his limit. He was like, oh, he makes more money.
Yeah.
And I think he should be paying more money for the child. So the judge started to get into it. And it essentially comes out to, he's pretty much just jealous because she was at his place. They tried to reconcile. And yeah. She found all these homemade porns he was doing.
Oh, shit.
And knowing that he has been going through it. and she was like, it's not hundreds, Your Honor. There's thousands of these videos.
Damn.
So he's getting in. And I guess he told her at the time, just probably to shut her up, that he was getting paid for these things.
Okay.
So this is why she takes him to child support court.
Wow.
Because she thinks he's getting money from these homemade porn videos. And he tells the judge, like, I'm not asking you. So the judge's like, well, you know, she finds out whatever you're doing for work.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, cool. This is what you'll be paying. And then she asks the lady, like, all right, you know, well, what is the reason why? And she was like, well, I don't get to do none of the things I want to do anymore and the things that I was accustomed to when we were together. And the judge is like, okay. And she said, what do you do for work? She's like, oh, I don't work. That threw the judge off. The judge was like, broke.
Yeah.
The judge was like, excuse me, what? She's like, yeah, I don't work. She's like, hold up. Okay. She's like, can you not work? She's like, no, I just choose not to. I don't want to. There's no reason.
Yeah,
she's like, my mom, I live with my mother. My mother owns the house, so there's no real bills.
You filthy ass.
Yeah, the judge was like, get a job.
Yeah.
She was like, he's paying you already $1,000 a month for the child.
Yeah.
So she was like, get a job. If you want more money, you get a job, there will be more money.
Right.
If it is for the child, get a job, and you will have more money for the child.
Right.
She was like, I'm not having them pay anything extra. She's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yo. And it's the same thing. Like, I think it should be a set amount. I think if you get a divorce, you don't get half of it. Unless you actually can prove that, hey, I put in some of this money.
Yeah.
Look, moral support, no sense. Love don't pay bills.
It don't.
At the end of the day.
It don't. It's overhead.
Exactly. They're not in divorce court, but like, I love him so much, Your Honor. And they're just like, no. She's asked for dollar amounts.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, to me, I pay. The woman should be asked, where is it that you want to live in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Where in the U.S. would you like to live? Wherever you want to live, fine. He will pay whatever the median amount to live in that status. I'm not going to give you a lavish life. You're not going to be poor either. Right. I'm going to start you off in the fucking middle.
Right.
And he's going to, well, whatever that comes out to monthly, that's what he'll be paying to you monthly.
Yeah.
Any additional expenses, bitch, is on you. If you can physically work, get your ass out of here.
Exactly.
Go get it yourself.
Exactly.
So you're wanting him to go grind, work hard, extra hard, just to pay you money so you don't have to
work? Get the fuck out of here.
What was it? Dr. Dre's ex-wife was asking for...
Oh, she was asking for...
$20,000 a month for her cell phone bill.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of phone do you have? Does it have a... It better have a direct line to Jesus and all the aliens. Like, if I pick it up, it should be like, Jesus. But Jesus, where you at?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, yo, the chicks out here getting crazy. Like I said, if you spend home more support, love, did everything at home so that he can go out and do what he needs to do, then guess what?
He gave you the house, man.
You entitled to some bread. You are. If a motherfucker is giving you $100 million or $500 million, $90 million as an upfront cost for you to go, what more do you need? Now you're just being angry. Yeah. Now you're just being petty. You being petty. Now I need more. For what? Bitch, you wasn't even spending 90 a year when you was living with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out. At the most, you was spending like a lot of people in these lavish lifestyles, they'll spend like a million a year, right? Like some of them, right? Not all of them. I can't speak to all of them. I can speak to some of them. Some of them are probably spending like a million a year. But you know what that comes up to? That comes up to like housing costs, like bills, you know. Spending some stuff on some lavish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Car notes. House notes. Because they got multiple properties. Clothes. Shoes. Food. You know, the occasional trips and hotel rooms and flights and shit like that. Bitch, you not. If I give you $90 million, you can do that anytime you want. You don't have to work, and if you're smart, because that's the thing, we gotta remember, some of these bitches ain't smart. Some of them wasn't sitting home and checking out the stock market and being like, I should put my money in this.
Yeah.
You know, I should ask my husband for $100,000 so I can buy some shares on Amazon. This is going crazy. No, you're fucking sitting out. Getting your hair done and your nails done every day. Like, watching TV, being mad because you home alone. Because this thing is out busting his ass. So you pissed off because you home alone all the time.
And that's why, like, if you ask for a divorce, you can't ask for half.
No. Why you want to get a divorce? Because he's out working too much. Well, how much does he make? He makes like $90,000 a year. What the fuck is we doing here then? Like, now, I can see if you, like, I'm home alone and he's out fucking the secretary. Alright? Now, I could be a pig and be like, he's making a lot of fucking money while he's sitting home and do nothing. Let the nigga get the nut off. But I'm not going to be like that. Because if you marry somebody and you're making the commitment to be like, you're the only person I'm going to bust a nut in. Alright? You're the only person I'm going to bust a nut in. Period. Anything else is called adultery. Right? Cool. But now you're like, I'm lonely. I sit at the home by myself all the time.
And that's my thing. Like, don't be asking for money for non-monetary stuff.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes, you did stay home and raise kids. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, okay, did you force you?
Right.
Did he tell you, like, you can never, ever work in life? If he told you that, okay, then he's ours.
Yeah.
He's agreed to pay for your
life.
Did
he tell you not to have any friends?
Exactly. So it's like, just... You can't get up there, but I become accustomed. Okay? So become unaccustomed.
I'm accustomed to it. Yeah.
Become unaccustomed. He had to adjust. He was, okay, so at some point he was poor before.
Yeah.
So he had became accustomed to living poor, got tired of it, did something about it, made a different way.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you show up in the middle of this while he's going on his way up. And then all of a sudden, just because you were like, yeah, you stayed home today.
Yeah.
And he went and did everything. You weren't in none of the board meetings. No. You didn't negotiate nothing. No. You didn't front no money. No. You didn't build anything
right.
on top of
right.
it. You're just like, I cooked him some mac and cheese.
Right.
They didn't have a whole lot of cheese flavoring in it. Kind of dry a little bit. But I was hot when I was doing it and sweating a little bit. So I should get the entire house, all the kids, a brand new car.
Right.
And on top of that, he's got to pay for everything that I would want to have. Right. Not that I need. Just do what I want.
That's bullshit. And you know who's feeling that shit right now as a woman? Holly Berry. Holly Berry. She's low down ass piece of shit in there.
All he's got is dick to offer. That's it.
Right.
And the dick not even that good. I had better dick acting. I had better fake dick.
She like, you low down dirty ass nigga. I gotta pay this nigga once? You know what I say to that? I ain't no flip-flopper. Fuck that nigga. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Holly, I'm with you, boo. Holla at me. All right? You can email me at doubletape21@gmail.com if you need some love. I would not leave you. I don't give a fuck how much fake dick or real dick you get. Holly, I love you.
Well, hold on. See?
Huh? Now, fuck it. Let her go out. She doing her. She making millions. He might need somebody.
That's else true. You know what? That's true. You know true. What?
It's cool.
That's true.
Just bring it home to daddy.
That's true.
Bring it home to daddy in our mansion that I'll be living in.
That's
true. What? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm not going to flip flop. I'm a big, hey, you don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. And then when you get home, just make sure that mouth ready for me. I'm going to make sure this mouth ready for you. You've been out on the road. You shot Jurassic Park 15. Come on, you know what? I got the shower going for you. Yeah. What you want? You want some mac and cheese? I was just looking up and doing fuck the bullshit, right? For real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the moral of the story. We're going to wrap it up. Is that stop talking about money when you're trying to make your business. You can figure that shit out. Stop sitting around talking about the white man and the black person. Right? Because you can't go figure that shit out. When you are out here and you're trying to figure out how to make a better future for yourself, pick up that thing you call the telephone. Realize it is a fucking micro advanced fucking computing machine. And they can answer just about any fucking question you want. So why don't you ask that shit how to make your situation better? Why don't you ask it easy ways for you to make money? Why don't you ask it how to invest in the stock market? Why don't you ask it how can I get a better job? Why don't you ask it how can I up my skills? Why don't you ask it shit like that instead of asking that shit who got big booty on Instagram? Okay. So
go get to work, people. Go put in the work. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it.
Do it.
Stop waiting for someone to come and fund it for you.
Do it.
Just start somewhere small. It doesn't have to be nothing large. You don't gotta go and have everything all together. Just go start working. The rest of it will fall in place if you put it forward.
Facts. You know. Just get a little behind.